Hey, it's Tim Seymour, Portfolio Manager of the Amplify Seymour Cannabis ETF, ticker CNBS, your ticket to investing in the exciting high-growth cannabis sector. This is the Cannabis Weekly, where we focus investors in on the news moving the sector and our approach to investing across it. Our ETF, CNBS, is an active ETF strategy focusing on the themes we believe are the most important places to be and sector trends that investors should want exposure to as cannabis continues to evolve. Being active means we're able to invest in real time around these developments rather than waiting for rebalancing. And I'm Tim Seymour. I've been investing in the cannabis sector from its early stages and combine that with my experience as a portfolio manager in emerging markets and one who invests in early stage asset classes. So let's dive in on the Cannabis Weekly. This is the weekly for the week of May 9th. First, let's talk about the markets. In a world where on a 5-day, the S&P is down a little over 4%, although remove the, call it the mirage of the Jerome Powell rally last Wednesday, you actually have markets down closer to 8% in the S&P, NASDAQ closer to 11%, semiconductors down close to 11%, Amazon alone on a 5-day down 13%. So hard to know where capitulation is. And, you know, you add that to more talk of some custodial issues in the cannabis sector. And we know it's impossible for cannabis assets to catch a bid. The question is, where is the fundamental backdrop in the face of what's continues to be really deteriorating sentiment in global markets? We speak of this all the time. Cannabis as a new age asset class, but as a lower liquidity, higher risk asset class is going to be whipped around, especially when you're starting to see the fallout that you see in crypto and in, you know, a couple of the other very, very high beta asset classes that often are compared to what's going on in cannabis. The Q1 earnings releases so far, not necessarily going to change the sentiment here on it's a second half of the year story. It's a story where we're seeing profitability that's at least got headwinds. So first of all, GTI last week delivered Q1 sales of $242 million, a bit ahead of estimates. And given that some of the states they operate in were down, you know, mid-single digits on quarter over quarter, we do think that they are certainly executing on the operation side. Margins continue to be under some scrutiny here. Gross margins down 210 basis points to 50.7, with some pressure out west, some pressure in Massachusetts. And again, the new markets that look exciting for this company are in the second half of the year. As we get into Curaleaf, whose numbers were also out today, some believe that this is the company that starts to change the narrative, although I don't think that these numbers did. But with their exposure in New Jersey and at least what had been persistent pricing pressure in Pennsylvania, Florida, California, these are markets that, you know, we were hoping we got a better read on today. And I'd say Q1 more or less in line, did miss a bit on profitability and valuation levels, you know, somewhere around 11 times EV to 2000 EBITDA, puts them, you know, slightly more expensive than the peer group. And again, it gets back to valuations here, what you're willing to pay for companies. But the whole world is reassessing what companies should be bought at and what profitability really means. And we say this also in the cannabis space all the time. Adjusted EBITDA may just not be good enough. It may need to be about free cash flow from operations. So let's take a look. Also, some management changes there. CEO Joe Bayern out and transitioning into a new division. President Matt Darren, now CEO. Matt was also the head of Grassroots. So you know, clearly a bit of change there in the management team. We look forward to hearing more about that. Acreage was out late last week, first quarter, $57 million. Strong exposure to the East Coast, down about 2% in revenues. And let's continue to see where they progress in these states. I don't think you should be holding your breath on New York, which, by the way, issued another 36 hemp licenses into the cultivation space. So watching the social equity evolution of the New York market and a place where high expectations are for this marketplace. In terms of SAFE Act, some news out there over the week, ultimately don't think it was going to really change the view that the composition of the Senate right now, without any push and with really a white flag waved by Chuck Schumer, there's not a lot we expect. There was at least some talk last week. There were letters penned to congressional leaders flagging safety risks. There was a number of other safe banking related headlines last week. We are not holding our breath. We continue to think investors need to be invested for the trends that exist around the growing addressable market. And boy, licensed cannabis sales in 2021 eclipsed all of Starbucks sales. Pretty impressive. Even if the price action has been very tough, looking at CNBS down 8.6 on the week, saw a couple names in the portfolio getting some upgrades, including Weedmaps, which reported about 10 days ago at this point, and trades inside of 3x 2023 earnings. Their marketplace alone is a business that I think is high margin. And we've talked about this company. We believe it should be at least a core holding in a cannabis portfolio that wants exposure to e-commerce trends and technology trends that investors want or maybe don't want right now in other sectors outside of cannabis. So we're going to leave you there. Again, this is the Cannabis Weekly for the week of May 9th. I'm Tim Seymour. Be safe. Thanks.